Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all. Just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Yo, boys. We're welcome back. To the pub. Yeah.
We had a full family episode last week.
For the first time.
For the first time in a while.
And the last time in a while.
And now.
I've had a full family in my life.
Yeah, the parents are divorced again.
Again.
They keep getting back together and then divorcing.
They can't figure it out. Just figure it. Make a decision.
But at least they keep trying, though. I appreciate the effort. You know.
I hate them.
All right, what are we drinking?
Dude, do you have any of those, like, spiked,
spiked.
Spiked. Let me get spiked. I'm gonna start spitting, dude.
All right, I got that.
If you don't spike me, I'm gonna start spitting. Very soon. You're not gonna like me when I'm spitting.
Can I? I don't know what's spitting, dude. I wanna get a shot of Frank's Red Hot, dude.
Again?
Yeah, but like chilled.
He puts that shit on everything.
But he doesn't, though.
Chilled. I want it chilled.
You still have the one from last week.
Frank's Red Hot chilled. Or on the rocks. One of those.
I got you.
Frank's on the rocks.
All right.
They call me Chilber at home.
Chilber?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want alcohol in that? Or?
No, rocks.
Two crustaceans.
Like like pebbles.
All right.
Crustaceans, please.
Is that like a snail, like technically?
No. That's like a shrimp and a
crawfish. What's a
crustacean?
No.
A shrimp? A shrimp's a crustacean?
No. Crustacean's like a crab and a lobster, bro.
So are crawfishes and shrimps.
I don't think shrimp's a crustacean.
What about a lobster?
J-Mo?
What about Mr. Krabs?
Is a lobster a crustacean?
Shrimp?
Yeah.
J-Mo, I'll pull up crustaceans.
Anything with claws and legs.
This guy's right.
What is it?
What I tell you?
It's aquatic animals that have jointed legs, a hard shell, and no backbone.
Oh.
He was right.
That's me.
He got me. He got me there. But there I was also
is,
right.
Dude.
I was also right.
All
right. Crabs, lobsters. When I think of crustacean, I think of crust. I think of hard, you know?
I think of
shrimp as hard.
Like pizza crust. You know like bread crust.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster, you know.
Crust.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Like the earth's crust.
That was really bothering me.
Yep.
Anyway,
I cut the crust off my grilled cheese usually.
Sometimes I like it. No. The top part of the grilled cheese, that one's not as good as the bottom part.
Oh, this guy's crusty.
Sorry. All right, quick hit.
What's the difference between crust and crumbs?
Crumbs come from the crust. It's stuck up there. Oh, it's not.
Quick hit.
Wait, what's a shellfish?
Yeah, is there a difference? No, that's like a snail. That's a snail.
No, that's a crab.
Oh, wait. A shellfish is not a snail's not a fish. I'm realizing.
No, it is.
Is it?
No.
It's like a slug.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I like that
quick
word.
Hit?
Yeah, I guess.
Me first?
If you want.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Adventure or relaxation?
Adventure or relaxation? I feel like I'm playing like a...
Simulating game?
Yeah. Like an RPG, dude. That's such a weird question to ask me. I feel like...
Why?
I don't know. I don't like this one, though.
That's a tough one.
I don't like this one.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one.
No, I don't like this one. I like... Because I like relaxing.
Double
like,
it and pass it on.
Sorry, what?
Double it and pass it on.
or?
Double it and pass it on.
Yeah.
So you're not...
This guy does not have enough screen time to even know what I'm
talking
real.
About. For real. He actually is lost. Your screen time
you want
is
me
so
explain
low.
It to you? You want me to explain it to you like a little baby?
No, I just want an answer from this
popular TikTok trend. It'd be like,
will you take this dollar or double it and pass to the next?
And usually and people say, up,
but then it gets to a big enough number.
It's funny people when like, people just take the $5 because that's,
yeah,
that's funny.
That's what well, you
would
do.
Well, it wouldn't get to $5 if you're starting at one.
If it's the weekend, give me adventure. If it's a weekday, give me some relaxation, dude.
Why?
I don't know. This is I don't like this one.
All right, whatever, man. I'm never. You're done.
Oh, thank you.
Quick hit.
Wait, quick no hit, longer. Sean.
Wait, I didn't give you...
Crustacean or shellfish?
Can you differentiate?
No. Nope. That's for you to do.
In what sense?
In mm-hmm. your favorite sense.
Like eating?
Sure.
Playing with?
Playing with, generally.
I've been having a lot of fun with my crabs lately. They've been getting a lot of action.
Speak to that.
They're like action figures,
dude,
but crabs.
I'm trying. I'm thinking.
It's supposed to be a quick hit.
Yeah, it is supposed to be quick.
I'm really fond of both. But
is that a slow hit?
I guess I'll go with crustaceans.
Why?
The elbows and shit.
Oh, they got elbows. Oh, he's right. Yeah, elbows. They have elbows.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking pry a fucking clam open and rip his fucking pearl out.
That's badass. That's pretty badass.
Sometimes there's two and I do a little happy dance.
All right. Anyway,
dude, how do they do that at Disney?
What?
You ever seen like you can go? I know specifically in Japan in
Epcot.
Yeah, I know
what you're talking about.
You can get a clam, and they open it in front of you and get the pearl out, and you can like make it into a piece of jewelry. How the fuck do they know all those clams have pearls?
Are they planting these pearls?
That's what I'm saying.
Are these fake clams? Are these fake
probably,
shellfish?
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're faking shellfish?
What do you expect?
That's unbelievable.
Disney. They fake everything.
True. That they're probably Disney. Fake, dude.
I'm opening my drink.
No, the.
That's
clam.
A really specific question.
That is a long question.
Have pearls in them. Questions about pick a pearl. Here we go.
Oh my god, that's sour.
How many pearls can you get? What if yours has like three in there? Like two or three. Like kind of like how when you crack an egg.
Oh
and two
my
yolks.
God.
What happened?
The oysters are already dead.
And they're planting these things?
They have been x-rayed to confirm that there is at least one pearl inside.
I was going to say
God.
Something like
x-ray
that,
vision?
How does a pearl come up on an x-ray?
Now the real question is, are they killing them with the x-ray? Or are they picking dead ones and x-raying them?
I'm going to say
I think they pick up...
You think they have like an x-ray gun and they just look in the water and they're like... they grab it with like a grappling hook?
I feel like...
Like a crane... Why is there not fucking oyster crane game there?
That would be pretty sick. And then you pick up your oyster and then you get the fucking thing,
yeah.
Dude.
That sounds a little
but
unethical.
Then half the oysters don't have pearls.
Oh, so it's like a fucking game of chance. Now you're gambling.
It's like the one at Walmart that has really shitty stuff in it, but you play until you win.
Yeah.
Think
I
about
like
it.
That.
Think about it.
This isn't the first time we've thought of something that Disney should implement.
Yeah, they should really... put us on the team.
Yo, I thought of $1 million idea today, right?
Uh-oh.
A little background. My grandparents' cat has just decided to start not using the litter box.
That's pretty real ass.
Like, just out of nowhere. She will use the bathroom.
I like her mentality, I'll tell you what.
Not the toilet, but she will go in the bathroom.
That sounds pretty free.
And why is there not, like, a U-shaped litter box to fit around the toilet?
There is.
Like an attachment?
No, there isn't.
It
looked
was
it
on
up.
Shark Tank, bro.
I looked it up.
I saw it on
like,
Shark
doesn't
Tank.
Exist.
Like an attachment?
Like, not like attached, but just so it fits around it. Because, you know, the toilet's usually up against the wall. So you can't fit a litter box behind the toilet.
Oh, so you want it behind the toilet?
Yes.
Oh, I understand. That would be cool.
You can train a cat to shit and piss in the toilet.
Yeah, I've seen that
this
before,
cat
too.
Cat doesn't want to use the litter box, but will shit in the shower and piss behind the toilet.
Oh,
and we can't
so close.
Figure it out.
Now, if only she would piss in the shower. It's almost like you just wash it down.
I know. That's what I do with the shit.
Just stomp it down the drain.
All right, Bob. It's time for your quick hit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh. Burgers or tacos?
Oh, this is so easy for me.
Same.
Why do you ask me?
This guy's going to pick tacos.
All right, well, yeah. This is your quick hit,
I know, so. But I wanted to answer for him because it's not his question.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with burger.
Because okay. He hates me and wants to fight me on everything.
Tacos, I'm a picky eater.
Because he's white.
Heavily. I'm a picky eater, so I don't like to put a lot of stuff on my tacos anyway, and I feel like I have more options that I like to put on a burger. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's good reasoning, and I hate it.
Thank you.
It's a valid thought that I don't like.
Unless you're just saying plain burger.
Plain burger?
Yeah, just meat and cheese is crazy.
You said burger or taco.
No, it's whatever you put on
it. That's not even a burger.
Just meat and cheese is crazy.
That's a cheeseburger. That's not a burger.
I know.
I'll probably
say... just straight burger is even crazy.
Are you
just
saying meat and bun?
Yeah.
Nah.
Straight meat and bun is serial killer shit.
If you're telling me meat and bun, I'm going with the taco.
No, I'm telling you whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm telling you burger. I'm telling you the best burger you've ever had versus the best taco you ever had.
That's rough. That's a different question.
See,
the best burger's hard, dude, because there's some good ass burgers out there.
Yeah. For me, if we're talking about the best of the best, it's burger. But if we're just talking in general, it's tacos.
Yeah, I think I could agree. But I'm going to stick with burger.
All right.
Dude, Red Robin should be
still hits, bro. That shit holds up.
I don't
up.
Know about the best burger I've ever had,
but it's
Red
good.
Robin's probably in the top three.
I think
so good.
Five Guys is my favorite burger, dude.
No.
Probably.
I love smash burgers. But you ever have the burger from Red Robin with the egg on it?
It's okay. I have had
fuck
it.
With egg.
Get that. It's like the smokehouse burger. It's like whatever it is.
Dude,
it's got like
you can get the little fucking onion for
yeah, the fried onions. Onion crispies.
Dude,
I'm surprised you like that.
That's good shit.
I like, that. I like onion rings, but I don't fuck with onion.
Cause you like a cooked onion.
That's
what I'm saying. That's how everyone should be, dude.
Thank you. Thank Raw you for validating.
Me. Oh, I love you, brother.
Specials. We got overcooked idiotic rice, unaware of how lucky it is to be rice.
Ooh. I wish I was rice.
Rice so nice, I say it twice. Rice.
All around amazing apricots, aligning alligator asparagus.
That was just words.
Tennessee style Bengal seared in a wide grill outside of this place right here.
Right here.
All right.
Dude, somebody's touching my stuff, and it's pissing me off.
I'll get your meal.
I'll touch your stuff.
Please, Jesus, I prefer it be you.
I'll touch your stuff and then also your things.
Oh.
God damn. I'm going to touch your dirt and your crops.
Not my crops.
I'm going to make sure they don't wilt. Keep them watered.
I'm going to till your soil.
I'm going to do something to that soil.
I'll soil
my
pants
right now.
I'll shit on your plants.
My plants.
That's called fertilizer.
He's back.
All right, here's your meal.
Holy shit. Okay.
This new chair.
Thing in it.
This new chair was a great decision.
Oh,
I feel
Lord.
So much more focused.
Lordy, lordy.
You're not.
And alert in this chair.
I think I need to invest in a new chair for down here.
Probably.
Probably. I'm good.
I have stock.
I feel so locked in this chair. I feel like I feel like a real gamer.
All right, tell me about this rice so nice. Oh, you got to say it twice.
All right, so there's new news. New news.
New news.
Whoa, can't be doing that. That's copyright.
Oh,
copy,
we're
going to
get
stricken.
We're
going to
get stricken, struck.
Copy.
From
copy
who?
That.
What?
What do you mean from who, dude?
You're stricken, striking.
I'm unaware.
Mr. Steichen.
You're capping.
No.
Really? Dude, this guy's screen time is so fucking low. And I don't even listen to that podcast.
That's our boy.
Who?
I don't even listen to that podcast.
Jason, dude. Mr. Kels.
He says new news.
Oh, new news.
That's with
new news.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow, dude. And I don't even watch that podcast. I know. That's
either.
Crazy.
I don't either.
And I know it.
Okay.
I did. I haven't recently since the season ended.
Oh.
If I'm being honest.
Oh.
Dude, I'm actually really far behind on podcasts. I've been busy.
I'm kept up. I'm up. Screen time up, up. Not proud.
Dude, my screen time for this right here is disgusting.
It's what, for Pokemon?
It's actually disgusting.
All right, so there's recent news.
New news!
Relating to Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten into more trouble.
Oh, dude, I thought he was doing
he
so
did?
Well, too.
Yes. There was something that released last night that said that he assaulted a photographer in a nightclub a couple nights ago.
Anyway.
Well, did he deserve it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, did he have it coming?
I don't think there's
He's not confirmed, like,
serial killer?
It's just an allegation. Allegation, right?
Allegation,
it's not confirmed that
he
assaulted anyone?
Yeah, apparently
he didn't do it.
The police didn't even say that it was him, but
he was just there.
I guess.
I'll tell you what, he keeps being in places where bad things happening. Where bad things happen, dude. I don't know.
But
if it happens again,
it's not going to be good.
It's not going to look good.
Nah, but regardless of the situation, whether he did this or not, the thing that happened a few months ago, I want to talk about.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
You know what happened.
Did he get into a car accident?
Yeah, he was driving a Lamborghini. He was going like hella fast and got into like a 4-car accident.
That video is actually crazy.
Dude.
Left the scene.
Buying a Lamborghini with your rookie contract is crazy.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. Like how much are you being paid with your rookie contract?
Probably a few mil.
Like, why not put that into a house? like a Lamborghini is what, like 300K, like 400K?
Gee, that's over my head. I have no clue.
How much is like the cheapest Lamborghini, Bob?
You could get a Lamborghini for like 200,000.
Like 200,000. Yeah. But still, though, if you make 1 to 2 mil in a year, I feel like 200K on a Lamborghini is a poor decision.
Well, yeah, he's 24 years old. Of course he's going to make stupid decisions.
His average salary is 1.6 a year.
So that's like a quarter of his salary.
Four-year, 6.5 mil. We'll call it 6.5.
Okay.
It's just under. But
okay.
So
it's still crazy.
So if he spent 300K on a Lambo, that's a quarter of his yearly salary.
Yeah, a good decision in my book. And then he crashed it, slammed it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you bought it and just sat on it, that'd be a better investment. But obviously that's not the case here.
Definitely not. He actually left it. He didn't even sit on it.
Yeah.
So I want to know.
Like the guy that ruined my car.
True.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Same deal, actually.
Yeah, same guy.
Mustang, Lambo.
Same thing.
Same dude.
Flipped it, rolled it, yep. Same thing.
Rolled his ankle.
He probably did that.
So I want to know what you think his consequences should be. Now, I guess more towards the fact of the Lamborghini accident and not so much the allegation.
Consequence by law or by league?
By the league.
Both.
Probably by the league.
I mean, we know more about the league than the law. I mean, I do at least.
Says you. I'm the sheriff.
I think his punishment by the league will depend on his punishment by law.
Like, big time. Did anyone get hurt or killed, I assume?
Hurt.
People got hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
How bad?
Not life-threatening, but it's more the
Still,
fact that
though,
he left the scene than anything else.
True.
Yeah, because
that's technically, is that not a felony?
It is, because they found a bunch of weed in his car too.
Bunch of weed?
Uh huh. And that's not legalized in Texas.
Legalized.
Wherever
if that's
was.
A felony, shouldn't it? Isn't he? I don't know. I don't know the law enough, but isn't he like required to see jail time?
Well, it's not a felony. I think it's decriminalized in Texas.
No, no. I'm saying the hit
and
run.
Oh, the hit and run. That I'm not sure about.
I think. Well, I guess the guy that hit you didn't see jail time, did he?
Nope.
So I guess not.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I'm not familiar with the law.
I know that if he was under the influence at the time and he left and then they found him, they can't prove if he was or wasn't under the influence, so he wouldn't get charged for that. I know that from my experience.
That's probably what his thought process was, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably high as shit and just ran.
Interesting.
There's literally a video of him and his boys running away.
My boy.
If no one died, I feel like you have to make it relative to the other like suspensions for players who've done bad things around the league.
Right.
I don't know if anyone's been suspended before for a car accident, hit and run. But I know Deshaun Watson only missed like 8 games, right?
Something like that, yeah.
For
half the season.
For molesting people.
Yeah.
So that's, I feel like he should...
Dude, that's where it gets fucked, though. Because it's like, he did that and only got that.
Yeah.
But Isaiah Rodgers gambled. It was gone for
the season.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no
Give
sense.
Give them 6 games.
They probably spin a wheel. I'm thinking they
That would be really funny. I would like to see that.
We got a wheel that does.
It goes between like one game and 12 games or something like that, or like 1 in 16.
Or like a season if you're really unlucky.
Oh my god. Then there's just like the like getting the million on the Wheel of Fortune, like little sliver, it's banned for life.
Or it's like $500,000 raise.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
in between
there's raises
in between bonuses or banned for life.
It's like, just raises and fines.
Oh, you like beat your wife in an elevator?
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Oh, $250,000 bonus. Lucky day.
Yeah. Get some cold cuts. Get some cold cuts.
Dude, the league is so messed up for that. The way that they ban people for certain things and not other things. It makes no sense.
It feels like there's someone else in charge for every different verdict. You know?
Well, there's different lawyers and shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure there's lawyers. Well, there's definitely lawyers within the NFL that makes decisions like that as well.
And there's they, a whole they got like the best player, of the best. There's a the whole like players association and shit like that, like the union or whatever.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So what do you think he deserves consequence wise?
I think he deserves like a full season out, if I'm being honest.
If that's a felony, then a full season.
But since he's on the Chiefs,
he's gonna get
I think he's
games.
Gonna get a little.
He's gonna get six games.
A little cut off the top.
I think it was at six already, right? But it could change.
The fuck do you mean you don't? The fucking league loves the Chiefs.
No, I'm saying, what do you mean cut off the top? That's what I'm saying.
Cut the sentence.
Oh, like
of whatever just... it probably should be to whatever helps Patty. If you know what I'm saying. Who does he have now? Who did they get?
Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
They don't even need Rasheed anymore.
I mean,
Marquise Brown is not as good, right?
He hasn't been on good teams. Well, he was good on the Ravens, which, you know, then he got released.
He played as good on the Cardinals.
He was better on the Ravens, I think. That's when he blew up. Remember him and Mark Andrews came in the league the same year, and both of them had like a great season.
Oh, yeah, you're
is
right.
Is Marquise
right.
Brown the same guy as Hollywood?
Yes.
It is, okay.
He was on the Ravens and
you
then
are right
the Cardinals.
About that. He was good on the Cardinals the first year he was there, though. I do remember that.
But everybody took a hit on the Cardinals when Murray got hurt, so mm-hmm. it's hard to say if he's really good or not anymore. But anyway, so you think he deserves a year, but you don't think he's going to get a year.
That sounds right to
me.
What if he gets in trouble again?
Oh, then you...
Like, what if this gets proven, what he did, assaulted a photographer, and it's his fault? Like,
definitely a full year.
I don't think they add anything after that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel not. Like two. I feel. Have we ever seen a 2 year like suspension?
I don't think so.
I think the max that they've like given out's one season.
Yeah, it's like one season or you're done forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're. How long did Mike Vick go to jail for? Like 2 years?
Know. Not sure.
I think it was like 2 years.
Indefinite. 5 games, 2 games, 12 games. 1 year, 4 games, 1 game, 6 games, 6 games.
It sounds like the max is 1 year then. Well, besides the indefinite.
Yeah, I've never heard of someone getting more than a year, other than life.
Oh, wait, NFL.com. Here we go.
Oh.
Banned.
Legit. Give me a little better, baby.
Huh?
Give me something.
I go to the NFL, as one does.
Huh?
And it says banned. What does B-A-N-N-E-D mean? You have no idea what I'm saying, dude. Sean is fucking clueless, dude. You need your screen time up.
You need to watch Star Wars.
This gives me nothing.
No.
Either.
You need to learn.
Stanley Wilson, Cincinnati, substance abuse, permanently banned.
Oh, perma-banned.
Substance abuse.
Ban appeal.
Voluntarily retired.
Oh.
Quote, unquote.
They're said, banned. I'm done. I'll tell you what, that's kind of badass. That's what I would do, too. He's like, you can't ban me. I
banned
retire.
For life, but reinstated after 1 year. Substance abuse.
Banned for life, but actually 1 year.
All of these are, yeah.
For being
life,
a good bully.
Reinstated after 1 year. Substance abuse. There's substance an ad. Abuse.
It's probably just steroids.
All right, well, so what do you guys think is the issue? What's up with all these young dudes making stupid-ass decisions?
Because they're young
quick,
and they're too much.
Quick.
The money, dude.
Carrying a gun 2+ seasons
oh,
after
go.
Serving 2 years in jail. So that's
after
technically
serving?
4 years.
Wow.
Damn.
Who was that?
Plaxico Burress of the New York Giants.
Wait, you knew who that was?
Plaxico Burress?
Yeah.
He's like a, like, Isaiah would be really mad at you right now.
I didn't know who that was.
Really? He's like one of the best, like, Giant.
Michael
I think
Vick. 2+ seasons.
Yeah, I think he's like one of the best giant receivers like to ever play. I think he's the guy who caught the ball against his head, if I'm not wrong, against the Patriots.
No, that was definitely a white guy, I'm pretty sure.
Google Plaxico Burress for me. He's like a, I'm pretty sure he's a Giants legend, dude. And I think Isaiah is going to be so fucking mad at you guys.
I Google Plaxico Burress, and the first picture that comes up is him in a Steelers uniform. And then in a Jets uniform.
What the hell?
I think he might be wrong.
Former New York Jets receiver.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wrong New York team.
I guess. 2 days ago. Talking about this guy 2 days ago.
Oh, he's back?
Former receiver did not let his loyalty to the organization blind his predictions about the AFC East in this upcoming season.
I thought he was like a legend for the Giants. Maybe I'm wrong.
Or like an
I just
urban
don't know
legend.
Ball, dude. I just don't know ball.
Yeah, you don't.
That's my bad.
Ball.
He's in the league for 12 seasons.
Damn.
Was selected by the Steelers with the 8th overall pick in 2000.
Little backstory, dude.
Never heard of her. Anyway.
So what, you think it's just these guys are getting too much money too fast?
Probably. Yeah. I think because they were probably the man in college, right? They were probably living a sick life, and then they go to the NFL and their life just gets sicker, and they're making hella money now too to keep playing football. And I don't, like, it's probably hard to not let the money like go to your head and fuck around heavy. I feel like that's what I would do. If I was 22 or 23, making like millions of dollars straight out of college.
I mean, you'd be spending money like crazy, but you wouldn't make stupid ass decisions.
Who's to say? I don't know.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I think it's also like a lifestyle change. Like, you hear all these horror stories about celebrities up to this dark shit. And I mean, you're bound to be around that kind of presence when you have this claim to your name now and the money to do whatever you want. I think it could be a mentality of guys are like, okay, I could pay myself out of this.
Yeah. Like the problem, I think they spend a lot of time in like clubs and shit like that too. Cause I mean, a lot of them are just like single dudes who are making tons of money. If that were me, I'd be in the clubs and shit too. Like, I get it, but like, then they get hammered and do drugs and probably make bad decisions afterward. You know,
it's like what John Morant did.
It might also be like a pile up of not that I see this a lot or compare it, but where I work and like the lifestyle is. You work your ass off to a certain degree of the year, and then you have all this free time, and you just fuck off.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to make up for the time that you miss because you're putting in hard hours for your job. So those, how like 20 weeks collectively of playing football, you're not doing anything else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're locked in.
But, I mean, you know how much risk there is in doing the shit that they're doing and how much they have on the line.
That goes along with life, though. Just
it does.
Everybody, people know the risk of going to jail, just a regular person. Like I said, I think it goes to their head a little bit where they're like, oh, I could do something fucked up and go to jail and
pay
just get
way.
Out.
Yeah.
I think they sometimes they don't think about the repercussions within the league rather than the repercussions of life.
Yeah. And he really went from like the pinnacle. He won the Super Bowl his rookie year.
Yeah.
So, like, he was really riding a high.
Promising career, too. He looked pretty good last season, too.
He did, yeah.
Like, he's due for a big jump this season.
Not to say he won't be back.
No, I'm not saying his career's over or anything. He just has to make smarter decisions. It just doesn't seem like he's learning from his lesson.
I mean, this is just as comparable to Ja Morant, so.
It is, in a way. Ja didn't
I think
really,
it's almost
I mean,
exactly the same.
Ja didn't do anything, though. He just showed a gun. He didn't.
You're right.
Crash into people.
I think Adam Silver is way stricter with.
Well, yeah. How long was he suspended? Like 20 games? It was something crazy
I think
like
it was
that.
More than that.
Basically, he was in a club and he showed a gun on his.
I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then he did it again.
That's in line with.
Like a couple months.
I feel like that's in line with the kind of lifestyle that Rashee Rice was probably in too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like just making a bunch of money and flexing it and being in clubs and driving nice cars, you know, like drinking a bunch, I could only assume.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He was probably drinking the night he crashed.
Games.
Damn. Well, that's comparable to like what, 6 weeks in the NFL?
Yeah.
It's not
was
that
like
big
a third
deal.
Of the season for basketball, a quarter?
It's like a third. Yeah.
It's a little over a third, I think.
Oh, okay.
A little less than a third.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, still. I mean,
he has been suspended a combined 33 games since he was first caught flashing a gun on social media live stream on March 4th.
I'll flash my gun.
What's your gun sound like?
Kaboom!
Whoa.
I thought he wasn't going to know, dude.
I don't think he did, but he just...
I don't.
He just got the context
clues.
He figured it out.
TikTok, Sharon, get your screen time up.
I'm good, man. I got it up. Eat it, beat it, drink it.
Whoa.
Part one.
Part one. One ain't no fun.
Two's a part.
Unless I'm in the sun.
All right, I want to know the best chocolate candy.
The best?
We've done gummy. We haven't done chocolate.
Bust out the didgeridoo. Shut up when I'm talking, dude.
Scooby-Doo movie. You ever see that?
I think I have a heavy bias towards peanut butter.
Okay.
I fuck heavy with Butterfingers.
That is not where I thought you were headed.
Me neither, man. Not at all.
The Butterfinger?
Yeah.
That thing's a chore to eat, dude.
I was just about to say, it does get stuck in your teeth, but that lets the flavor sit around a little longer.
No, dude. That thing hurts. That thing is not fun.
I like a Butterfinger.
Reese's Cups are so good.
So much better.
I feel like they just sit like a rock in you, dude. Like, I feel like shit after a Reese's Cup. Maybe that's just me.
Have you ever had peanut butter Snickers?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know.
They're all right.
Dude, I can't think of my favorite fucking...
Butterfingers is near the top of the list, if not at the top for me.
That's crazy. Of all peanut butter chocolate...
That for real. I thought you were going to hit me with Reese's.
That's so cliche.
Reese's is up there. Reese's Pieces?
That's pretty good.
You got...
I don't think that's chocolate.
You got M&M peanut butter? Peanut butter M&M's?
Those are gas.
But those sit heavy in the stomach, too.
Those sit heavy.
I'll get the family size and eat way too much. or like the party pack, dude, thing,
I
and I'll eat way too many.
Heavy with the pretzel ones.
Oh, they are
M&M's?
Good.
Yeah,
the pretzel M&M's.
Yeah, they were good.
That's gas, dude.
You ever have the caramel one?
I've had them all. Have you ever had the brownie ones, dude?
I don't fuck with the caramel ones.
The caramel ones are too chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too much of a chore.
You got to work on your mouth game,
bro. Whoa.
But, yo, your chew game is low, dude.
You're scared of chewy shit.
I am. I don't like
crunchy shit.
I don't like chores, dude. I don't want to make eating a chore, too.
I thought you like adventures.
No. I barely answered that question.
You said on the weekend. What about you? Do you know yet?
I like the Reese cup, but Bob said that's too cliche. Give me
I feel like everybody's favorite.
Because I can't think of anything else. Give me the Nestle Crunch.
What? Dude?
That's a crazy answer.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
55 years old?
What? No, dude, the 100-gram bar. That one's gas.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
He's so back, dude. He's back on my side.
Wait, have you guys had the Reese's with the pretzel in it?
Yes.
No.
Gas.
Dude, doesn't.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm going to change my answer.
I think I know where you're headed.
Oh.
The fucking Reese's Sticks, I think they are.
Oh, those are good. The wafers. Those are good. I've had those.
I don't know if that's... Would you consider that candy?
Yeah.
I mean, it has chocolate on the outside.
I would say it's candy.
What about...
It's in the candy aisle.
It's like...
It's in the candy aisle.
Nutty butter.
It is like a Nutter Butter.
Nutty bar,
you're right.
The things that Isaiah brought up that one time.
Yeah. Those are gas.
I don't know if that's
candy
thing. That's more like a snack.
Branded by a candy.
That's true.
Yeah.
But so is ice cream. Reese's ice cream.
I thought, shut up, dude.
That's clearly ice cream.
It literally says it says ice cream on the fucking container.
It also says Reese's.
Yeah. It's also ice cream. I thought you were going to go with the Take 5, dude. The Take 5 is so fucking
good. That's really good too, bro. I love Take 5.
You
know what I've been fucking with heavy recently?
What's that?
Fucking Heath bars, dude.
I love Heath bars.
Heath
man.
Bars are good.
They're so good. You probably don't like them because they're too hard for your little baby teeth.
They are. They're fucking bad. They're not good. My baby teeth hurt.
Have you ever had Heath in a ice cream?
Yes.
Broken up Heath?
I used to serve that at Rita's.
So,
it's pretty fire.
Dairy Queen, I feel like.
Probably, yeah.
Dude. Oh, we need to go to Dairy Queen tonight.
Why? What do they got?
I don't remember, but I remember seeing an advertisement for something I need to try.
Where is the closest Dairy Queen?
On the Pike.
You're right. In Turnersville?
The Blizzard lineup. Hold on. I'm working on it.
How is there not one closer? How is there not one in Deptford? It's crazy.
For real. Yo, that should be closer.
You're fucking DDoSing us.
Dude, we triangulated our position through pizza spots like 2 weeks ago. Oh, I think. Yeah. I think they got a pretty good idea of where we're at.
Bob wasn't here because he smells.
Oh, was that just me and you?
Smelly, and Cam.
Oh, nice. Or, I'm sorry, that was Adam. The parents were really divorced on that episode, dude. Yeah, it was just me and Sean here with Cam, with Adam Silver.
Cam was the son.
Just duking it out.
We shit on him.
Duking it out with our dicks out.
Peanut butter cookie dough, dude.
Ooh, that sounds gas. I fucked that up.
Frosted animal cracker.
Oh, they those brought are that back. So good, dude.
I gotta try that. They brought it back. I never had it.
Sean, what's yours, dude?
My favorite chocolate candy. I really like Baby Ruth's.
I don't think I've ever even had one.
Just
dude.
Fucking turn the computer off and leave.
He was gonna ask if I'm 100 years old. Dude, because of my first choice.
Reese's Fluffer Nutter Blizzard?
Ew, I don't know about that one.
That sounds really good. A Baby Ruth, dude? Are you 100 years old?
When's the last time you had a Baby Ruth?
I don't think I've ever had one because the packaging
dude,
looks
they
bad.
They talk about Baby Ruth's looking like pieces of shit in the bathtub, dude.
Oh, you're
so
right,
100 grand.
Dude.
Who
you're
said
right.
that? Who said a Baby Ruth in the bathtub? What's that from?
I don't know. Is that like South Park?
I like Almond Joys.
Baby Ruth.
This guy's saying all the worst shit I've ever heard of.
You
holy
like
shit.
Joy? You
no.
like coconut? You like coconut?
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Why?
Because it's not good.
It's pretty
Splish
good.
Splash Baby?
Dude, what?
You know what we have upstairs that's pretty good?
Oh my God. He's going to say something even worse than the first two.
Wait, first of all, have you ever had a Hershey's bar?
No, never.
Yeah.
With almonds?
Yeah, it's not that good. Those almonds are too tough.
Oh my God. Do you freeze your chocolate?
I have in the past.
Why?
It's better when it's cold.
But you don't like hard shit.
I don't know. Splash baby.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to leave that at that.
I hope that picked it up.
It definitely did.
Nice. I forgot to get a water. I'll do that later.
Dub, I was scrubbing in the tub.
All right, so what is yours?
100 grand bar.
Really? Because
I couldn't think of anything else, and that's like one of my favorites.
You just said take five.
That or a take five.
I thought I only farted, but I did something more. Splish, splash, I left something in the bath. Well, how was I to know I was going too far? Splish, splash, Putin with a tootin', grunting and a dumping. Yeah. Bing, bang, I saw the whole thing. Floating by my little rubber duck. Flip, flop, just spinning like a top. I thought my mom might upchuck. It was a brown and round like a Baby Ruth.
There it is.
Dolly said, Mommy, that's some smelly poo.
Bro, is that real?
Those are bars.
You want me to play it?
No,
those
really
are bars,
don't.
Dude. I
want
to get... No. Yo, can we put...
No. Dude, we're going to get copyrighted.
It's so, like, auto-tuned, I can't even tell what they're saying.
It's chipmunks.
It is chipmunks.
Oh, there you go. I heard it.
Brown and round like a Baby Ruth.
Can we put those bars...
years ago, this was uploaded.
Can we put those bars over the BBL Drizzy beat, dude? That's what I want to hear. Dude, I want to make that.
Comments are turned off, guys.
What the fuck?
Man.
Splish Splash Baby, if you're looking, it's uploaded by Randy James Fuller 16 years ago.
Randy James didn't know what he did for the public 16 years ago.
Right,
thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
He was uploading Tomb Raider 3.
Was he really?
Did
gamer.
He beat it?
What a gamer.
Did he beat it?
Yeah, did he beat it? Or just like clips?
Yeah, it's just clips. It's just, it says Laura shoots out of her hands in Tomb Raider 3 Jungle, another shortcut.
It's just a glitch. He just found a glitch in Tomb Raider 3.
There's actually only two videos on it.
Oh, the one's a hit, so...
One was a hit. He's one for two.
Yeah. I mean, it's 5 million views.
Yeah.
Better than me.
Probably one, still making money on that.
Better than me.
One hit wonder.
Yeah. Boom. All right, next drink. I mean, next round.
No.
Who wants another round?
I
you
like...
want another
two,
round?
Two, please.
Two more rounds?
Three.
All right.
Maybe.